You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What are you up to today, Randy? Anything fun?
Work. Had a couple of weeks left.
Why? Are you quitting? You walking out?
More like end of the work. Contract ending up.
Huh. My guess is that you're on a speakerphone or a Bluetooth.
I was on speakerphone. I had to disconnect from the Bluetooth.
Yeah, okay, it's hard to hear you.
Better?
So what is this contract that's up? Like, what are you doing? What is your work?
I'm organizing for the city council elections in Denver. Elections on June 6th. So, end of the work.
Okay.
You organize. Okay. So, what are you going to do when the election's over?
Soul search.
Soul search.
That's a great answer.
That's really good. That's funny.
Let me ask you. You could do anything in the world, Randy. What would it be?
Randy, turn your radio down.
Randy, do me a favor. Turn your radio all the way down. Just turn it off.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, good.
Let
me try that question again. You can do anything in the world. What's it going to be?
I had this job at an enterprise just like refilling, detailing carts and pouring, washer fluid. That was so chill, tranquil. I don't know.
That's your dream job, refilling the dirty squirty?
Oh, dude. It's the little things in life. Don't look down on it.
Well, I guess that's all you're doing.
Sorry,
all day.
I think I'm going to look down. For dream job. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't a good job.
The sky's the limit, and you want to work
and you
on
refill
rental cars?
People's dirty squirty in their rental cars.
Come on, man.
Okay. I don't know. Like, going to space?
Or an astronaut.
Okay, there's a wide gulf between those two, but that's fine.
You know, go up there, refill the little dirty squirty on the spaceship.
You never know. Do they have wiper blades and stuff on those ships?
Yeah.
All right, Randy.
You're a goof, Randy. Let's hurry and get this done with you so we can move on. 10 seconds. 10 seconds, Randy. And by the way, if he does get it, Danielle and Joseph, don't hang up because we still want to talk to you. So don't hang up. Randy, in 10 seconds, give me the names of 5 cities or towns in Florida. 5 cities or towns in Florida. Ready and go.
Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and Orlando.
Well, I guess you're going to Nickelback.
Oh, I thought I was winning enough.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't think.
You got 5. That's
you got
good.
5, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you could be a map maker or something. You seem to know your way around. Listen, Randy, stand by. Josh is going to come back and visit with you about your tickets, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. See you later.
Good. Hold on.
What?
Interesting cat.
You know, he's just chill.
He's chill. He's an interesting cat. Hi, Danielle. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning.
Hello.
What are you up to today?
I'm driving to work.
Which is what?
I am a buyer at a metal recycling center.
You're buying old metal.
Huh. I'm buying old metal, yep.
I don't know what to say to that.
I know.
Let me go back. Like, I can't imagine, 11-year-old Danielle saying, oh, my God, when I grow up, I can't wait to buy metal. I'm not knocking the job. I'm just saying it couldn't have been your dream job. What is your dream job?
No. Well, my dream job? I'm not sure what my dream job would be. I mean, I have my degree in human resources.
So
yeah, but you're like most college graduates. You don't really use it. So
would you go into HR? Would you do that?
No.
No?
No, I would get fired.
Oh, okay. You got a potty mouth.
I got a potty mouth I don't do well with.
You could hang out with us.
Well, I can see why. I can see why you went and got all the student loans and got the degree. Then
I love that line. I don't deal well with crybabies.
Yeah. Perfect.
You could so hang out with us. We could be friends.
Perfect.
All day long.
Perfect. Huh.
You seem to have the same attitude we do about life.
Yeah.
So what's a typical day for you then, like at the metal place? What's going on there with the metal?
Well, we have a lot of different, like, we have a big facility. So we're buying from smaller yards, you know, that are maybe around Denver and other parts of town. Okay. And then I buy a lot of junk cars. You know, I probably buy like 1,500 junk cars a month.
Then what do you do with all this?
A month?
We have to then drain them, process them, and then they go into our shredder. And then the shredder pulls it down into pieces that are no bigger than about 6 inches. And then we send that off to a mill.
Do you have one of those things that I'm mesmerized by those videos online where you can, like, toss anything into it and they have those, like, two spinning wheels and it just crushes everything?
Yes.
Yeah, can I come visit you? Can I come throw some stuff in there?
Let Jeremy do a field trip.
Can I throw a bike in there or something?
It's a bike, a car, a refrigerator.
Anything. I just want to come and watch that in action.
I want to go to the... I want to talk about the dollars and cents here. So... Okay. Just average, because it's always different. But average, what do you pay for a junk piece of metal, like car, a junk car? And then what do you get from that? Like, you pay X amount and you get X amount. What's the turnaround?
We'll say hypothetically, your margin is $75 a ton after processing. So if we do...
If you do a two-ton vehicle, you're just making $150?
Well, we do 25,000 tons a month.
Oh, now I see.
Now we're talking big
money.
Hold
on a second. 25,000 times 75, that is just under $2 million a month.
And that's just
beats
one
the
car.
Hell out of your HR job from college. Am I right, Danielle?
Well, she's not. The company's making that.
Still.
Yeah, I'm not making that, but I do make good money because I work hard and I bring.
Yeah, she's getting a commission, I'm sure. Are you commission paid?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Come on, Jeremy. Do the math.
Good
that's
for
per
you.
Month.
All right. Well, how
and
much
she's
are you
making,
making
a cut
year?
Of $2 million a month.
How much do you make every year?
Enough.
She makes good money.
I make good
enough
money,
that
I
she
do.
Said, I'm not going to take this HR degree from college and I'm going to start making
absolutely
some real
not.
Money.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if you're having a bad day, just go out to that shredder machine and just sit there for 20 minutes.
Yeah, my husband's actually our shredder manager, so we get to work together. So that's kind of nice.
See, that's
is that
cool.
Good or bad?
It's good. We don't, like, work together. We just work at the same place.
Right.
So you can commute together.
You carpool.
Yeah.
Hey, one last question.
We have lunch together.
Has anyone ever fallen in the shredder?
No.
Okay, good.
Not in ours.
Has anyone ever been pushed into the shredder?
No.
Lost
you'd
a limb.
Really, like, you'd really have to get in there.
Okay. Well, the ones I see online, I feel like you could just walk over to the edge and fall into it.
No.
So you guys have safety measures in place.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. I wouldn't want you falling in.
It would be pretty hard to just walk up there and
whoops.
Fall in.
25,000 tons a month.
It's a lot of metal.
God.
Recycling is a big operation, and there's three
that's
of
good.
Us in the metro area.
That's good.
That was
that going to
be my next
this.
Question is, like, how much competition do you have? And the answer is two.
Yeah, there are three shredders just in the metro area, and there's five in the state of Colorado.
That's cool. Then you melt that all down and make Coke cans and stuff, huh?
We don't, but...
Somebody does. Some, not you. Yeah. Somebody does. That's good that you're doing
that. Soda cans are aluminum, but...
Yeah, they're making other cars, probably.
Cars, yeah, steel pipe.
Bridges.
Depends. Cool.
Yep.
That's pretty cool gig you got.
You guys should recycle.
This is why we ask
recycle.
People to stay on the line so we can find out what our listeners do, because we've never talked to anybody with that job before, and so now we have. Thank you, Danielle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, hey, go have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Aren't you glad we had that talk?
It's good to know that those places are out there. I usually just bury my scrap metal in the backyard.
You need to go on a little tour. You need to go check that thing out.
I should have got the location.
Oh, you screwed up. You didn't get the number.
I'll find her. There's only three places.
Here's Joseph. Hey, Joseph, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Super dupes.
Wouldn't you like to go see one of those shredded things, Joseph?
That would be very interesting to see.
dangerous.
Maybe we could bring back. We had a thing that we did a million years ago where we were going to take a bunch of listeners on field trips based on the jobs that some of our listeners had. We should do that. Field trips to the coolest jobs, and we do it like twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
I think going to Danielle's job would be in the running.
It would be, yeah, top five for sure
now,
for me right
now. Would
we
be wanting to take people to Joseph's job? What do you do?
More than likely not. I work for Amazon. I'm a delivery driver.
Oh.
Well, it's interesting. I wouldn't mind taking people to the behind the scenes at the big warehouse.
Yeah, seeing all those robots zipping back and forth and stuff.
That would be cool.
I was just watching the Amazon guy drop some packages off at my house about 2 minutes ago, Joseph, on my phone. And I got to give this guy kudos because he, like, hid the packages behind some things I have there on the porch. I love it. I'm so thankful when they do that. They're just, instead of just throwing it up there on the step for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how
Amazon does extensive training to make sure that we're hiding those packages?
Okay, that's good to know. Because I always do the little review that it sends you afterwards that you can hit the button, you know, like handled with care, courteous of property, all that. And I do reviews.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
So
please
what?
Always do the reviews.
What
always,
happens
always,
with those reviews, always, Joseph? Does it go directly back to your supervisors then, and then you get props for that?
Yes. So it does go back to our supervisors, and then we're potential for bonuses every week. Depending on how the reviews are, we have to meet like a 95% like customer review satisfaction.
Okay.
So make sure you always do those reviews regardless if it's good or bad. Just so that we can always improve.
Well, that's good to know because I always do them and I always wonder, is like, am I making any sort of difference in somebody's life by doing this?
Yes.
Are they still doing the thing too where you can tell your Alexa to thank your Amazon driver and you get like $10?
I see it on my, like, delivery app. I have never gotten one, so I'm not too sure if it's still going on.
Okay. All right.
I had what I thought was a billion-dollar idea several years ago when the delivery stuff. It might have been start of COVID, all the delivery stuff. And it's like, we need to have these special boxes that people can install that are, like, bolted onto their front porch or whatever that only Amazon, FedEx, and UPS have the code to open and put in. And then it's like in a special little lockbox container on your porch, and only delivery people can get into it. And then the owner, when they come home,
they
can
already
open up. They have them now, yeah. You open it up and take it out. But I had never seen any when I was saying enough about these porch pirates. Yeah, there's also this thing where they say that they will give delivery drivers the garage code to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say, I will give you a special fob. You can put it in the trunk of my car.
Yep.
All sorts of options.
Very interesting.
Yeah, my neighbor across the street got freaked out because he was standing in his garage doing something, and the door went up, and it was the Amazon guy standing there, and they were like eye to eye, and he's like, whoa!
That's funny.
It's the strangest thing. He was like, we spooked each other.
What's the strangest place you've ever, like, tucked something away, Joseph? Do you have one?
Well,
I don't think it would be strange, but a lot of people want me to go in their backyards, and it's kind of a little frightening just because, A, it could be a dog back there, or it could be them, and I scare them. I would say probably just going in the backyards is very scary, I would say.
So that's on, like, the delivery instructions, please take it to the backyard?
Yep, it'll be like, please take to rear door, and it'll be like, follow the path around the door, or around the garage, and it's like, I'm scared, what's going to be around this corner?
Right, that's kind of shady.
Very shady. We actually had a coworker that followed the instructions and went behind someone's house, and he got mauled by a dog. He got a few stitches in his legs, his arm.
Oh, man, God. That's horrible.
What kind of jerk has a dog that attacks people and then puts in their instructions, come on back?
Come on back. My Rottweiler's back.
God.
I want to do that instruction.
Beware of dog sign.
Yeah, I want to do an instruction like that and tell them to go out back, and then when they get back, there's like a surprise party for them or something.
Hey!
What a great viral video, right? There's like a bounce house and a cake and...
Yes. Sure, why not?
Why not?
Joseph, you have been delightful to talk to. Thank you for being on the show. You drive carefully today, okay?
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks, bud.
You as well.